Hey, this is Ryan Tucker, and we want to thank you for listening to the Unchangeable Truth Podcast. In this podcast, we get to dive into Pastor Stephen's weekly sermons right here at Highland Park Baptist Church. We would ask you to rate, like, subscribe, and comment. And again, we are honored and thankful that you have chosen to listen to the Unchangeable Truth. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Unchangeable Truth Podcast. This is Ryan, and this is part two of a context sermon series that Pastor Stephen is doing on a Wednesday night. So if you paid attention to the Unchangeable Truth Podcast, we talked about this one a couple weeks ago, and we are continuing part two on the prosperity gospels.
Yep.
And to recap that, the prosperity gospel, the name and claim it, is not the true gospel.
Mm-mm.
It's a dangerous thing that's happening in our culture, from our pulpits, from...
Name it, claim it, believe it, receive it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so if we quickly recap the last thing that we kind of talked about, you know, that the prosperity has some beliefs that positive confession leads to health and that seed faith theology leads to wealth.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you go back and listen to that podcast, we kind of explain, you kind of explain how that is biblically wrong.
Right, right. And, you know, the, I don't know, feeling a little weird in the stomach here. I don't know if I ate something that makes me feel, but this might be the longest 27 minutes and 28 seconds of my life. But we're good to go.
are we?
Yeah, we're okay. Good. We're good. All man. Right. No doubt. No doubt.
Well, we'll try to make it quick.
Yeah, we don't need to make it quick.
Okay.
We got a show to fill. The show must go on.
If you pass out.
Lil
Wayne's filling
out.
In for Journey today, yeah. So Lil Wayne can come in and sit.
I don't think I'll pass out.
Okay.
So I think I'll make it. I may lay down in the middle of the show.
But, we'll claim it that you will make it.
Will you claim it?
We'll speak it.
Would you say, weary stomach be gone?
Weary stomach be gone.
Be gone.
Nausea be gone.
Yeah. See, I'm 54, and you get to a certain age of your life to where really you want to plan out what you're going to eat that day, because it can greatly affect you.
It can sneak up on you, huh?
Yeah, and so today, you know, we have a great cook here, and she cooks really good food. She really does. And probably nothing wrong with the food, but I decided I'd eat some turkey, and I would eat some, what was that cheesy stuff? The noodle, not the pasta type.
It was Alfredo.
Tortellini Alfredo. Yeah. And I didn't eat a lot. Honestly, I didn't eat a lot. But anyway, it's.
Well, I ate what you ate and I feel okay.
Well, you're not 54.
That is true. Ladies and gentlemen, please mark that down. I am not 54.
He
and
is close.
Lil Wayne, you can stay out of this conversation, buddy.
That's right. That's right.
You don't have to start adding numbers to my age, man.
Yeah, or I could just sit here, you know, hey, I claim it, old age be gone.
There you go.
Body quit breaking down.
Yeah.
Even though I was talking to my son earlier, and he got a 17-year-old buddy that just had to have his appendix removed. 17-year-old. So, anyway, there you go.
All right.
You know when the body starts breaking down?
40.
The moment you're born.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty much. It's true.
Yeah.
Now, when you get 40, it just accelerates. All the things that don't matter.
Yeah. Well, I hope that this 24 minutes that we have left, I hope it goes by quick for you.
It's all good.
I hope you feel better this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
Yeah.
Thankful for those that are watching and listening.
This is real life.
It's called real life.
We don't stop.
That's right.
Even when
the
pastor doesn't feel well.
Yeah, it'll all be good.
Well, yeah.
So, and we're not even going to take a minute. I mean, we're not going to cut anything, man. We're rolling on. This is called real life. Yeah, we would like to thank our sponsors.
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. No, actually, Perry and Young.
There you go.
Attorneys
at
law, man.
I thought you were going another direction.
Yeah, those guys love Jesus and... You know, if you have any law concerns, I would encourage you to go talk to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we're thankful they make sure that we're able to do our show.
Oh yeah.
I never give them a shout out, but they don't ask me to.
Yeah.
They believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to get it out there. So we'll dive back into what we were talking about. as we build off of the sermon last time, asking the question, looking at the context, does God want me to be healthy and wealthy? And you gave us the little review. And then in the sermon, I start kind of breaking down some problems. And,
yeah.
And I'll remind our listeners, well, basically what I did to prepare for this, you know, besides studying the scripture and looking at it contextually, I watched 10 different sermons by people that would be categorized as prosperity gospel preachers today.
Yeah.
And you can go back to the sermon and listen. I even call the names on the sermon.
Yeah.
So, and then I, you know, then I start talking about prosperity preaching problems, and have 10 of them, and really could have had 20.
Yeah,
could have had many, many more, but for sake of time, we just talked about 10.
So we'll talk about two of them real quick. Man is the problem with prosperity preaching is man is magnified and the Almighty is marginalized and manipulated.
Ooh.
And
That,
again, I'm going to go back to the dangerous word. Like that's just dangerous teaching.
Yeah. Well, I mean, God cares a lot about us.
Yeah.
So much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven. And God loves us. I say this all the time. There'll never be a time in your life where he loves you any more or loves you any less. That's hard for us to understand because so much of our love is conditional.
Yeah.
But God's love is completely perfect. It is unconditional, agape love. And while God loves us and God cares for us a lot, we're not God.
Yeah.
The universe does not exist for our pleasure.
Yeah.
I know there are many out there that thinks the whole world revolves around them.
Yeah.
But no, we've been created for God's pleasure.
Yeah.
We've been created for God's glory. And so part of the problems of that prosperity preaching is, I'm gonna assign a lot more value to myself than really what I have, and everyone and everything exists so that I can get. And God is kind of like we said last week, man. You know, if I just speak it, God's got to do it.
Yeah,
I can manipulate God.
Yeah,
to do whatever it is that I want to do.
Yeah,
I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I don't manipulate God, that I don't have the power within me to be able to manipulate God. Because the reality is, God's got the 30,000-foot view. I don't. I'm limited in my understanding. I'm limited in my vision. There have been times in my own life to where I'm like, hey, God, I need this. Hey, God, I want this. And, God, do this. And it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And at the time, I'm upset, you know. God, why didn't you do this? You don't care for me. You don't love me. And then as time passes, I'm like, you know, God's pretty smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
God kind of knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, God, that you didn't do what I wanted you to do.
Yeah.
God's, you are a part of God's plan, but you are not the only part of God's plan.
Yeah.
And God's accomplishing much more than just being your genie in a bottle.
Yeah. Well, and one of the lines that, and I've heard you say it before on some other things, you know, it kind of guts the glory of God, right? Like when we're trying to magnify our own self, we're trying to manipulate the things that, you know, Scripture says or God says, it's like we're trying to gut the glory of God and take it for ourselves. And
sure,
you know, I'm gonna stick to dangerous. Like that's just dangerous thinking. Dangerous teaching.
Well, that's the reason why Paul was so upset in Galatians chapter 1, because his word had perverted the gospel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything that says salvation is, well, anything that says a salvation is outside of the realm of just Jesus. Like salvation comes through faith and faith alone in Jesus Christ, right? Anything that adds or takes away from that is a perversion of the gospel. And Paul's writing so harshly to them in Galatians because they were perverting the gospel. And those who want to do the name it and claim it, the health and wealth, that is a perversion of the gospel. And to quote you, it's extremely dangerous.
So one of the, you know, your next couple points is there's an inadequate theology of suffering, because we've always heard, and people say it, like, he'll never give us more than we can handle.
Yeah, more than we can bear, and yeah. That is a complete misquote of Scripture.
Yeah.
The Scripture that that's taken from is the Scripture where he says he will never allow you to be tempted beyond a way
yeah.
which you can avoid that temptation, yeah. meaning this, that when we sin in life, we can never come up with the excuse, well, I just couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I've removed that from you.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit lives inside of yeah. you as a Christ follower. You never have to say that. There is a way of escape. And so folks have taken that out of context as far as fleeing from sin, and they've added it to things in life, which
right.
usually disappointments, sufferings,
yeah.
pain. And they say, well, you know what the good book says, God will not allow yeah. you to, God will not allow more to come on you than you can bear. Well, no, that's not what it says. And he will, without a doubt, allow more to come on you than you can bear. I'm going to say that's part of his working MO.
Yeah.
But it's not more than he can bear.
Yeah.
God will allow things to come into our lives that do strip us of our independence to where we understand, man, I need to be dependent upon the Lord.
And I think that's what we need to rest in, right? Like, rest in the fact that the God of the universe is who he says he is and is limitless in everything that he does. And yeah, he can handle it.
Sure.
He can handle it.
Well, like, Paul in 2 Corinthians 1:8, he writes this, "For we do not want you to be unaware, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia, for we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength, and we despaired of life itself." Paul's saying, I don't want you guys to think I never deal with suffering or pain. Man, there was a time when we were traveling through Asia, we were all saying, we wish we were dead.
Yeah.
We're tired of the suffering.
Yeah.
You know, Paul doesn't say, we said, suffering be gone.
Right.
Or, you know, I just believed it.
Yeah.
And pain's released.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I want you to know. We went through some serious suffering.
We went through it.
We've been there.
Yeah.
And contextually, he's basically saying, but God was faithful. God had a plan. Paul even goes on to make this statement, his strength is made perfect in my weakness.
Yeah.
And we've got it wrong when it comes to suffering, man. Good people suffer, bad people suffer. Suffering's a part of living yeah. in a world that sin was unleashed in, and it's going to be the byproduct of living in this old evil world. Some of the suffering that we deal with is suffering that we brought upon ourselves because of foolish decisions and sin. And then some suffering that we deal with, we had nothing to do with. Somebody else made the choice. Somebody else made the decision. Some of it, man, it just randomly happens.
Yeah.
And God's like, but you're not going to walk through that alone. I'm here.
Yeah.
And I'll use it to do good things.
Yeah.
And so, an inadequate theology of suffering. If you just have enough faith, you won't have to deal with disappointment and pain. Yeah, I call foul.
Yeah.
That's not scriptural.
Yeah. So a couple other problems with the prosperity preaching is there's no emphasis on self-denial, and there's limited teaching on sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Yeah. Yeah. The day and time we live in and the culture we live in, you never hear anything about self-denial.
Yeah.
It's all about
me, me, me.
Me, 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 me. Get all you can, yeah. you know, can all you get, and then sit on the can, right? That's what it's all about. Get. And
that got me, man.
You've never heard that? No. Yeah. Old preachers used to say that all the time. It's not about self-sacrifice, self-denial. I mean, really, some of the things that the flesh cries out for, God's like, yeah, that's not good for you. You'd be better to do without that.
Yeah.
Leave that alone. Or, you know, I, and this is so minute. This is just something that came to my mind. You know, in ministry, I've been in ministry 30 years. Jennifer and I have been married for, goodness, 27 years. 27 years.
We're 26, I think.
Yeah, 27 years. And so Jennifer has never, since we've been married, had the opportunity to choose where she wants to live. Mm. And in 33 years of ministry now, I've never chosen where I want to live. We always go where we believe God's called us to go. And so, you know, has that been a little bit of self-denial? Well, I mean, yeah, there have been times where we're like, boy, it'd be good to live close to family. Our parents are getting older, and we'd love to be able to help out. And, you know, I'm goodness, 8 hours from my family. She's like 12 from her family. And, but yet we understand, man, God's called us to a place of service. He's called us to where we live, and we're okay with that. And, you know, the argument can be made, oh man, that doesn't compare to self-denial when it comes to other things. I'm just saying for us, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a little bit of sacrifice.
Yeah.
Not being able to live close to family and friends. Same thing for you and your family as well. But it's not about serving Christ. I mean, there's a cost involved.
Yeah.
It's not about, okay, I'm serving Jesus, so, man, whew, can't wait to see what Jesus can do for me. Well, no. Instead, man, it's not my life. It's His. I'm going to set aside what might be considered selfish personal pursuits. And I want the Lord.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do with me. Have your way with me.
Yeah.
And so you're just not taught that a lot today. Yeah. And we do a poor job. You and I have even talked about that before. Whenever it comes to us, quote, promoting the church, we always say, hey, man, listen, you want to come here? We got a great children's ministry, and we do. We got a great student ministry, and we do. And we got young adult, college. We do. We have all those great ministries. But we're doing an injustice to sit there and say, hey, come join the church so you can get all this and receive all this. No, man. Come be a part of the body of Christ so you can sacrifice and be used by Him in ways that are not self-serving. I'm not saying you're not going to get anything out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely, you get good things out of it.
That's gonna be our next commercial.
Yeah, but it's not. That's not my motivation. That's not my drive. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be a part of church. See what I can get out of it.
Yeah.
No, friend. No. So you just don't hear a whole lot about self-denial anymore. And I can promise you, when it comes to name it and claim it, prosperity gospel, there's no self-denial there. Now, I say that to say this. Usually, the guy preaching that is about you denying self and giving to Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
No denial. I mean, no self-denial on his behalf. So
one of the other ones you talked about is the focus on having our best life now and not on the life to come.
We forget that.
So was that a play on words?
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't throwing shade at Joel Osteen or anything like that. I really wasn't. Even though I guess you could say that I was. I mean, you know, Paul's sitting there and Paul's saying, hey, man, look, for me to live is Christ, for me to die is gain. And, you know, that's what we want to focus on. Oh, my goodness, this life that I'm living right now in the flesh, on the physical earth, man, I want it to be the very best life that I can have.
Yeah.
And again, nothing wrong with having an incredible life. But not at the expense of Jesus doing in and through you what He wants to do. And I have to remind myself, hey, listen, man, you've been created for more than just this physical world. This life's good, but praise Jesus, because of my faith in Him, there's another life beyond this world. And I can promise you, if I understand Scripture correctly, it's going to be a million times better than anything this life can hold in a sin-filled world.
Yeah. So I'm gonna lump three of them together in your list of 10 problems. One of them being the substitutionary death of Christ is often absent. and repentance from sin is hard to find, and the true gospel is not preached.
You fear, yeah, and this kind of preaching and teaching,
yeah,
you hear very seldom,
yeah,
a very clear presentation of the gospel.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the one that we watched, like we sat down and watched one together.
Yeah.
You know, there was one little scripture at the beginning kind of taken out of context.
Yeah, a lot more con than text.
Yeah, and then the rest of the time was no scripture, no sin, no Jesus changing our life.
Yeah, if you had no basis or background or biblical understanding, there are a lot of sermons that are being preached that are put on TV today that would cause you to sit there and believe the number one goal of having a relationship with God is to have a happy life in this world, to get all that I can, right? To never get sick. And man, God is there because God wants to give me these things.
Yeah.
And you never hear much about, hey, by the way, we're all sinners in need of a Savior. By the way, I'm not to embrace my sin. I'm to repent of my sin. By the way, I need a greater healing than a physical healing. I need the healing of a broken heart, and a broken soul. And so, yeah, you just don't hear a whole lot about that because it's not good for their bottom line.
Dangerous.
Well, yeah, that's what you would say, dangerous. So, yeah, a lot of problems there.
So, in the few minutes that we have left, I want to get to. Well, you have one more. I'm sorry. The lack of serious exposition of Scripture. So again, they're just not teaching. They're picking and choosing.
Well, yeah. I mean, most of what you hear, it sounds more like a New Age mysticism, It sounds like some of this self-help type stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, man, if you just think positive thoughts, then everything will be good. and please hear me. I think we should be positive.
Yeah.
But you thinking positive thoughts, I mean, seriously? That's going to change things? And it's not about me thinking positive thoughts. It's about me throwing myself at the mercy of God.
Yeah.
I hate to keep going back to the same well, but it's about a spiritual healing that needs to take place in my life. It's not about my thoughts being changed.
Yeah.
It's about my whole being revolutionized.
Yeah.
Heart, mind, tongue, eyes, every part of my being. And so most of this type of teaching, here's what you're not going to hear. Okay, let's take these next five verses and let's break them down.
Yeah.
And let's understand contextually what is taking place here and how it applies to our lives.
Yeah.
You'll get a little tidbit of scripture here, you'll get a little tidbit of scripture there, and it is scripture that has been pulled out of context, that is tailor-made to fit what it is that they're wanting to proclaim. And it's an extremely dangerous thing, as we said, I believe last week, that's what the devil did.
Yeah.
The devil pulled scripture out of context, and he used that to tempt Jesus. And Jesus is like, yeah, what you're quoting is word of God, but that ain't all that it says.
Yeah.
Let's talk about all of what was said there. So that's a very dangerous thing, and anything in my life that is focused upon my glorification, that is not of God.
Yeah, yeah. So to wrap this up, you give us three things to keep in mind when this type of preaching, or even say like any preaching, you know, let's, you know, keep these three things in mind. One, always consider the context, okay? Which again, I think it's extremely important. But then know that some teachers may twist the clear meaning of the text, but also be sensitive about what scriptures are leaving out.
It's sad that we have to say, hey, be careful, just because somebody is standing wearing a suit or whatever, and they say, I'm speaking on behalf of God, it doesn't mean they're speaking on behalf of God. And that's nothing new. I mean, it's what Paul's addressing here in Galatians, and it's been around ever since the history of the world. I do find it interesting that that most of these prosperity preachers, they'll memorize what they're going to say. They've got it really down. I mean, of course, when you're preaching the same thing over and over, you can kind of have it memorized. They're pretty slick in their delivery. They've carefully thought out every word. I never see them open a Bible.
Right.
There's never an open Bible. And there's one guy on his program who'll say, take the Bible and hold it up. And they'll say, this is God's word. I am who it says I am. I don't remember the litany that goes along the thing. And, you know, everybody holds up their Bible and they say what it says. And then he doesn't say this, but it's like at the end of it, now put your Bibles away. We're not going to use those again.
Yeah.
Because they don't.
Yeah.
You never hear of any scripture. And so when scripture is not contextually being used right, when scripture is not driving the sermon, then again, it's nothing more than a pep talk.
Yeah.
It's nothing more than, self-help. Here's six steps to make you a better dad.
Yeah.
I'll sit there and I'll take scripture. I'll break it down and I'll even say, hey, notice there are six things that happened in this scripture that, man, it helped this dad be the kind of dad that God wanted him to be, but they are all subject to, I need to surrender more to Jesus and fall more in love with Jesus Christ, because I can follow this model, but if it's not Jesus that's doing the work, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
And so, there's just a dangerous thing. And then I gave actually four popular texts that are twisted within this prosperity gospel, and I know we don't have time to really dig into those, but it's kind of interesting.
Well, at the end of the day, you remind us that, you know, Jesus is the true gospel. There are some things out there that are being taught and being shared that are contrary to what Scripture says, that are twisting the truth of Scripture, that are perverting the words of God. And I think this type of series is important for us to be reminded that, you know, we've got to do some work. We've got to make sure that we're following and listening to the right things. So,
without a doubt, and one of them, I just throw it out there real quickly, that I hear pulled out of context all the time is, by his stripes we are healed.
Yeah.
Meaning physical healing. And they'll say, you know what, Lord, by your stripes we are healed. Right. We claim that. No, the healing that he's talking about there is the soul being healed.
Yeah.
He's talking about salvation.
Yeah.
That's how we're healed. Mm. And that's just one of the examples of how scripture is pulled out of context.
Well, man, as always, they just absolutely pointing us to Jesus. And if you're watching or listening, man, tune into these things. Follow those sermons on YouTube and Facebook. You can get those context sermons, and you'll see the truth of Scripture. But we also want to thank you for watching and listening right here on The Unchangeable Truth.
This is Pastor Stephen Kyle, and I would like to thank you for listening to this week's episode of Unchangeable Truth. We would always love to talk to you about your relationship with Jesus Christ, so feel free to shoot us an email at podcast@highlandpark.org. That's HILANDPARK.org. The purpose of this broadcast is to help you fall more in love with Jesus Christ and your faith to grow as you consistently find yourself in the Word of God. If you ever find yourself in Panama City, please feel free to stop by and worship with us in person at 2611 Highway 231 North. May God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again.